The Gemara in Maseches Tainus, in Daf Beis, tells us the source of tefillah, the source of davening. What's the source that a person has to daven to Hashem? And the source is la'avdo b'chol levavchem, that a person serves the Kadosh Baruch Hu with all their hearts. It's interesting that we associate avoda with doing something, right? A person that has an avoda, they go to do something, they're active, they're participating. But tefillah is often associated with receiving from Hashem, hashpa, receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Maharal asks in the Nesivas Olam, why we call tefillah by the name of avoda when we're actually asking for something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his behalf, and we in turn seem to be, you know, somewhat passive compared to Hashem. So the Maharal writes as follows in the Nesiv HaAvoda: Shekol inyan hatefillah hu mispal el Hashem, lefi shu tzarech el Hashem. The Maharal says that the inyan and the avoda of tefillah is that a person reaches a place where they understand that they only can rely on Hashem and nothing else, that everything is in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore I turn to Hashem because I realize at a certain point there's nothing else besides a Kadosh Baruch Hu. My parnas is entirely Hashem. My children are entirely Hashem. My health is entirely Hashem. And that is the role of tefillah. And when a person hangs everything on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who nikra v'nimsar alav, and he's moser himself, and a person comes before a Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, Hashem, there's only you. You are in charge of everything. I've done whatever I can, but I realize that the source of everything in my life and any hope that I have in the future is you, Hashem, and that I'm totally helpless without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is the role of avoda, says the Maharal. Avoda as tefillah is giving oneself over entirely to Hashem and becoming an eved Hashem. Ki'ilu, that the word avoda shebelev means that a person becomes an eved, totally dependent on the Kadosh Baruch Hu with nothing else. Says the Maharal that tefillah is the act of subjugating oneself and totally relying on Hashem to come to the place where they know that they are helpless without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's the same idea found in the Rashba, in his parish in the Agada, in Maseches Brachos, that tefillah is a form of avodas Hashem, that a person realizes that they're an eved before Hashem and nothing else. Rav David Cohen, Rosh Yeshiva Chevron, writes in his Sifsei Siach David that he highlights the message of the Rashba, the Maharal, that it's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu who has the ability to help us and to provide for us, and there's nothing in the world that can prevent his ratzon. That a person comes to daven for Hashem, a person comes le'al slichos and says, Hashem, it's Elul, we're close before the end time of Rosh Hashanah, and I realize that it's only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire essence of tefillah is that we're dependent and need Hashem. That's the avoda shebalev. The avoda of tefillah, says Rav David Cohen, is that a person works on himself to come to this place where he understands it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything is in Hashem's hands. The Altar of Kelm would say that the Ikar Avodah of Tefillah is to imagine and to come to an understanding that everything is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And after reaching this understanding, only then can I ask for my needs. Only once a person mentally comes to a place in the next few minutes to say that Hashem, any Slicha, any Kapara, any Ruchnius, any Gashmius that I'll attain the next year is only from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you come to that mental state, so then a person can come and daven. The Altar of Kelm would say that it's no different than an Ani knocking on the door and asking for tzedakah. An Ani understands that when he knocks on the door, when a Meshulach comes to your house, and he has the busha, he's in a situation where he needs to knock on the door of another Jew, he understands that these knocks are the only hope that I have. And the only reason we ask for anything specifically is to instill within us that every moment of our lives depends on Hashem. The only reason I'm asking is because I need to understand that whatever I'm asking for is because it comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the truth, says the Altar of Kel, is you don't really know what's good for you. You don't really know what's going to be best for you this year or what's going to make your life better. You think you know. And the reason why you have to ask is at least you get in the mood that you understand that everything depends on Hashem. But you don't really know in the essence, in your heart of hearts, what's going to be the best thing for you this year. And therefore we have to trust that Hashem is an act in the best of our interests. In the Hakdama to the Chedushi HaGarnat, Rav Naftali Trupp, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Radin, in the Chafetz Chaim's Yeshiva. So in the Hakdama, the editors bring the talk that Rav Naftali Trupp would say in Radin before Slichos, which is in a few minutes. And Naftali Trupp would explain that in Slichos we say famously, Kedalim ucharashim defaktim delasacha. Like a poor person, like a dal, like a rush, we knock on the door of Hashem. So ask for Naftali Trupp, what does that imagery convey? We are supposed to imagine in a few minutes when we say these words, a poor person, tattered clothing, nothing to eat, looking for help, knocking on the door of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he would explain that when a person comes collecting tzedakah, and they're needing something, and they cough, and they hem, and they say, after I have a story, I need to tell you, I have a te'udah, and a chasna coming up, and they come with a whole story, a whole maisa, when they come to your door, about their financial needs, and they say whatever you can give would be appreciated, a few dollars, you know, it's very difficult, it's very tough, and they hem and they haw. So that's one level of asking for tzedakah. But that's not dalim v'rashim dafachnu, that a poor person is banging on the door. Said Naftali Trupp, if a person is starving, without clothing, in a case of pikuach nefesh, and they need everything from Hashem, or they need everything from the person they're asking on that, for knocking on that door, there's no time for hints, for a muzzim, for niceties, for beating around the bush. Instead, the person hammers on the door, and they pound, saying, I need help, please open the door, you're my only source of help, saying, save me. That, says Naftali Trupp, is the imagery of dalim v'rashim. Hashem, you are the only help there. I'm nothing without you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Pele Yoetz writes in the Erech Slichos, Va'afilu mishu am ha'aretz v'inu yodea ma'shemotzi mipiv. Even a person doesn't know everything they're saying during Slichos. Al kopanim yomer ha'slichos os ba'os teva v'teva. You should say all the words of Slichos that you can, b'kol bechi, with a crying voice, kol tzichina, with a voice of supplication, b'yedu ha'kavanushu mevakish l'nei ha'melech Hashem, to know what the intention that you're asking before Hashem, the Melech, Hashem sfakos asher cheta al ha'nefesh v'cher del yivash, that we've sinned, and we come with shame before Hashem. V'im ko yasef, a person does this, Yivtach b'shem elokav, it is promised by Hashem ki el chanun v'rachamu umar bil salech v'lo yichput b'mos hameis v'eno ba, b'tron Hashem doesn't want our death, he doesn't come with complaints against us, imbriyosav, rakshiyasish or kochel asos, as long as you did whatever you can. Umodav ozev yirachem, he'll be awakened with rachmanas. Ukvar tzavchu kamay al amir slichos b'mihiras, they cry, the Rishonim cried out against people who rush through slichos. She'eder tovim metzias hara, uchetei bizayim v'kesev rachman al etzlan. To come and to mumble oneself through Slichos, what does that accomplish? How can a person come to Slichos, says the Pele Yoetz, and rush through the words? Now, when a Meshulach were to come to Shul and say, you know, can I have a few minutes to speak about my cause in Eretz Yisrael? I have some sort of chesed I need to take care of. Can you imagine a Meshulach is going to come up and they'll give a speech in a clear fashion? They'll say, Rabosa, I have such a situation. I have an almana, I have a yasom, I have a medical need. And they'll talk eloquently about what they need and get people to come and to participate in their cause. But imagine if the Meshulach came to your door and said, excuse me, sir, I need your help. And then he said, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- it slowly, you want it to be clear. So why should we expect the same thing, says the Pelayot, when we come before Hashem? What's going to be accomplished to rush to the Slichos, to say it as fast as possible? It should be benachas, it should be clear. When we say kedalim kerushim defaknu delasecha, we have to think and act in that way when we say Slichos. That we're someone coming for Hashem who says Hashem has everything we need, and to say the Slichos in a way that we feel like that. In the Sefer Insights in Prayer, he elaborates on this Maharal as well. And he says, if you ask your friend for a favor, you're not mevatel yourself to him, because you could potentially do the same thing as well. And if you ask someone who is wealthy for financial assistance, you understand that he has something that you don't have, and you appreciate it. But you're not mevatel yourself to that gvir. When it comes to Hashem, though, we have to be mevatel ourselves, nullify ourselves totally, with the understanding that everything is in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The first time we find formal tefillah in the Siddur, in Tanakh, is understood by the Gemara in Brachos, is Avram getting up in the morning to daven for stone. It's the first time we find real davening in the Siddur. Avram gets up in the morning to daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu for stone. Wasn't it clear to Avram Avinu in that state that there was absolutely nothing in his hands, and it was all in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's the feeling of tefillah that a person should have when it comes to Slichos, when it comes to the Yom Narayim. That everything is totally beyond Hashem, knowing that there is nothing that you can do physically to change the outcome, and it's only in Hashem's hand. There's nothing about tefillah that should be magiali, that I feel like I'm owed something by Hashem. And if you feel right now that we're about to engage in a transaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, you know, I'm going to say slichos, right? And then you give me something in return. I'm going to say slichos, and then I'll get a good year. I'm going to say slichos, and then we'll have a little bit of a bump and a raise in my salary by the time the year comes around. So then you're going to come to hate davening. You're not going to grow from slichos. If you come to slichos thinking, I'm doing Hashem a favor, staying up late, getting up early, then what kind of slichos is that? Because it's not the requests that are the essence of the matter. You know, we say 19 brachos every single day, 3 times a day. Isn't that repetitive? Isn't that annoying for a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Here at the same time, your kid asks you 19 times, 3 times a day for the same thing? So the answer is no. Because it's not the requests that are the essence of the davening. There are 19 areas that we show ourselves in Shemoneh Esrei that everything is up to Hashem. Who's going to bring Mashiach? Hashem's going to bring Mashiach. Who's going to bring us Parnassah? Hashem's going to bring us Parnassah. Who's going to bring us Slichu Kapara? Hashem's going to do it. We're showing ourselves there are 19 areas in our lives that Hashem is in charge in all of these matters. The Eliyahu Rabbah says, and he cites the Matan Moshe. This was highlighted to me by Dr. Goldman. Dr. Goldman showed me this Matan Moshe. I remember seeing it once before, but he reminds me of it. The Eliyahu Rabbah cites the Matan Moshe, and he says something fascinating about the piyut of Adon Olam. It says in Adon Olam, he says about Adon Olam, V'achar kach, the Matan Moshe is the Talmud of the Maharshal, who we've been speaking about by Shaul Shuras. So the Matan Moshe says as follows. He says, V'achar kach maschil hashatzibra Adon Olam. A person says Adon Olam, V'hu shir na'a u'me'ula, it's a beautiful song. U'matzasi kasi, he says, I found written. We don't know where the Matan Moshe found this, but he found written in a source. Kol mi shemechavim be'is hatzchalas Adon Olam. Whoever has kavana, when they say Adon Olam, Ki Rebbe Yuda HaChassid, as it says by Yuda HaChassid, V'Rav Haigon, they say that Rav Yuda HaChassid had Adon Olam, Rav Haigon had the Pid of Adon Olam, Rav Shri Ragon had the Pid of Adon Olam, Arev Ani B'davar Shetilos Nishmas. I guarantee, if you have Kavanah during Adon Olam, your Tefillah will be heard. V'Ein Satan Mekatrig Al Tefillaso, the Satan will not be able to stop your davening. V'Ein Lo Satan Ufega Ra, there will be no Satan and nothing against you, B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Tefillaso. If you have kavanah during Adon Olam, v'oivav noflim l'fanav, your enemies will fall in front of you. V'yishomrim af yitzharim mashlim oso, and even the yitzhar will be on your side. He'll work for your team if you have kavanah during Adon Olam. So we're bothered. Adon Olam, come on! Like some people say Adon Olam at the end of davening, some people don't. Some people say at the beginning of davening, some people do. What's the chashivas of Adon Olam? So I was thinking about it a bit, and I think it's connected to what Reb Chaim Volozhin writes to the Nefesh HaChaim. Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in Shaar Gimel of Nefesh HaChaim that if a person reaches a state of Ein Od Milvado, that there's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu and nothing else, and a person truly understands that everything is in Hashem's hands and nothing else in the world is besides Hashem, then Hashem will do whatever that person wants. Because a person really understands that Hashem is running everything from the background, and it's not the government, and it's not a doctor, and it's not a boss, and it's not an employee, that everything is being run by Hashem. And that's what Adon Olam is. Adon Olam is saying that there's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu and there's nothing else. And therefore, that's what it means. You come to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and you say Adon Olam B'Kavana. A person comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person says Slichos, a person goes to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and they feel that it's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Eino Milvado. And they say Adon Olam B'Kavana. They don't mumble through Adon Olam, but they really feel Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Terem Kol Yisir Nivrad, that everything is Hashem. Then yeah, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Satan's going to be on your side. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, your tefillos are going to be answered. Because you came to a place to understand that it's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu and there's nothing else besides Him. We're pleading with a Kadosh Baruch Hu and hopefully acknowledging that it's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that everything else is in His hands. Rabbi Akiva says, Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi'atam metarem, umi metar eschem. Who's going to be metar you, right? Mi metar eschem, and who are you going to go be metar yourself? So Rav Asher Weiss writes in Hesichos in the Moedim, why are we asking the question twice? Lifnei mi atem atarim, who are you going to go before to purify yourself? And then we ask, mi matar eschem, who's being matar? It's the same question, no? So he says no, because the Zohar says that there's two types of tshuva. There's a tshuva tasa, there's a tshuva that we do in this world, and there's a tshuva ilah, a tshuva atar that comes from above. And he explains that when a person comes to do tshuva shlema, with yira, with ahava, with humility and a broken heart, and he brings himself to a ruach atar, a spirit of purity, then he's given the gift of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, atara ilah, a purity from above. When a person comes to the Kaddish Baruch Hu and says, Hashem, I'm going to do what I can down here for myself. But I know that all tshuva, that all tara, all purity is going to come from you and that you hold the keys to everything. So that's both ideas over here. Lifnei mi'atem matarin. Who do you are matar yourself before? Who are you going to be matar yourself in front of? It comes from Hashem, and it comes from those who seek tara from Hashem. He says, no, there's two types of tara, there's two types of purity. A person can jump into a mikvah, that's you, that's your efforts. But there's an even greater process of tara, and that comes from who? The Kohen sprinkling the water upon you. That's a greater form of tara, a greater form of purity. That's a remez to a Kadosh Baruch Hu coming from above, Ilah, to bring purity and tara and shuva to us, because we know that it's all in the hands of Hashem. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, and Daf Tazayin, Kol Shana Sharasha B'Tchilasa Misasheres B'Sofa. Literally meaning, any year that starts out poor, Rasha, like a rush that starts out poor, and it's troubled at the beginning, will be made usha, will be rich at the end. Literally meaning, if the year starts out bad, then Hashem guarantees will be better at the end. So Rav Naftali Trapp, in his drasha from Le'al Slichos, he would explain as follows. He would say that we come before Hashem tonight, and we assume that whatever we had from last year will carry over to this year. Whatever my parnasa was this year will be the same this year. Whatever my family situation is this year, it'll just carry over to the next year. Whatever my health was this year, it'll be money in the bank. It's just going to roll over to the next year. All these things are going to be the same. The ruchnius, the gashmius we have this year are going to carry over. That's the assumption we often make. But he says this is a grave mistake because this year is over. It's done. Whatever was on the cheshbon for this year is coming to an end. And the next year is going to begin anew. And therefore, said Rav Naftali, tonight we need to make sure that we feel dalim v'rashim. We feel like we're poor. What does that mean? That our bank account is empty. Whatever zechus we had for this year, it's coming to an end. The account's empty. It's drawn out. We're poor, and then we have nothing from the previous year. And we have to approach Slichos with the understanding that there's only Hashem, and that He loves us and cares for us more than anything we can ever imagine. But at the end of the day, it's only Hashem who can help. And He says, bring it into this year, that if we begin Tufshin Pei Gimel with the perspective that we're Russian, we're poor people, that we have nothing else besides Hashem, we'll be Zocha to finish Tufshin Pei Gimel with Ashiras, with wealth, knowing that we have bracha from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Pshat in the Gemara. Kol Shana Sharasha B'Tchilasa. If you start out the year, you start out these slichos with the understanding that it's only in Hashem's hand, and that we're rush, that we're poor before Hashem with no zuchios, and Hashem gives us everything, so misasheres b'sofa. We'll finish Tafshin Pei Gimel with Ashiras, with bracha, with wealth, with simcha, with happiness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should be Hashem's will.